close it off and we could solve a lot of the security events. We could careen people so that they entered in a way that they were all searched, or however we wanted to work together to do it. We are willing to collaborate, and we are asking to collaborate. And we just want that chance to work with you. And that's what we're asking for. We just think it would be an outright denial is a rare thing. That's why this is like a first of its kind that anybody can remember. And without extending an opportunity to stage Hempstock at some sort of alternate location that would mitigate a lot of the issues presented and make a lot of those moot, then we're just afraid that that would be unfair and maybe a burden on some First Amendment rights.
So in a future application or in this one, you would agree to have everybody searched on entrance?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's start.
We care about public safety, too, and we do care about minors using drugs illegally. Legalizing and regulating or ending prohibition, just like it's different than promoting drug use by children.
So how would you deal with the issue that there are people who are legally entitled to use medical marijuana and there are others who are not? How would you sort that in a public event like this?
I think that that's
they shouldn't be using
question.
It at the public park.
I think that's a complicated question. I think it's outside the realm and the scope of what's at issue here. I think it's fascinating, curious, but I think that that's not what's at issue here today, and maybe just what Paul said would probably be correct.
So, Mr. Sanford, you would commit that there would be no marijuana use at the park at all?
Yes.
Also another good step forward.
And thank you very much for your guys' patience. And
Steve, questions?
I did have a question for Mr. Stanford. Ms. Hyatt said that you prevented her and her team from trying to limit illegal activity during Hempstock. Was she lying?
At one point, they were going without cause and without any indication and just saying, I want to search your bag. Just walking up to people out of the blue. I had complaints. I asked that they stop that if they didn't have cause. Just to walk up to someone who's walking around, say, I want to search your bag. I didn't think that was proper, so I did make that. And I'd also like to say that we have made, I know, at least one significant payment. And here it is 100 days after the event, and they say they already have a judgment. You know, that just shows the combative nature of doing better.
So this is, I think this is a relevant question. You were in Waterfront Park before. You have applied to be in Waterfront Park this time. It's expensive to be in Waterfront Park. I don't remember exactly, but I think one of the criteria is something about financial capacity to manage this event and to put it on, because we made this kind of event more expensive in Waterfront Park because we put in a sand base. We expect the turf to get beat up, and then we charge events that beat up the turf because that's what it's there for. They're pro rata cost of bringing it back after the event. And so we deliberately created this space to be able to accommodate these kinds of big events. But it costs a lot. It costs the Rose Festival, costs the Brew Festival, costs the Pride Parade. Anybody else that gets to take out a permit for the use of this park has to shoulder a pretty heavy financial burden. I assume you were subject to that before, because that's not a new thing. It happened when I was Parks Commissioner 20 years ago.
Sure.
So I assume that you understand the deal on the city's side in terms of if you apply for the use of this park, it's pretty financially burdensome.
Yes. And in fact, we have a number of expenses that we take care of for the event at Kelly Point Park that we won't have at the waterfront. One is $25,000 for busing costs, $4,000 for parking patrol. There's the other expenses of the golf carts. Altogether, we're looking at a $40,000 savings for expenses that we've already paid in full that we won't have at Waterfront Park, and those expenses can be directed elsewhere. Those revenues and expenses can be directed elsewhere.
All right, appreciate that. That makes sense. Other questions? Great. Thank you. Well, Commissioner, have you got some thoughts about how you'd like to proceed here?
Thank you. You can return.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Well, I supported the decision of Parks to deny the permit because it seemed very obvious in the record that the permit application conditions were not met for the past event. So this is a separate action to decide whether to uphold the appeal. The problem that I've heard identified today is the inability and unwillingness of the permittees to deal with noncompliance of the permit conditions this past year. I'm hearing some new willingness to completely ban the use of marijuana, to have everyone searched, to put up fences, to have security, to do a lot of other things, and including, Mayor, as you suggested, perhaps putting up a bond to make sure that all the expenses are paid for ahead of time. That, to me, seems to be a separate application rather than a revision of this one. So we have two choices here. We can either continue the hearing and keep this application viable, or we could uphold the appeal. And the I'm looking at the city attorney, is Harry Stoner.
Maybe city attorney and park staff could come up and help. And this is, I think this may be a first, that is a council hearing on the denial of a permit for the use of a park. So bear with us while we try to figure out our own procedural rules here on horseback. And also, I think it should be noted that, you know, the Parks Bureau's inclination is to approve permits, and they try to do that. So that's the other reason why this is unusual. They're not usually in the business of saying no. It's usually, well, what about this instead? So I think you're hearing some interest on the council in what other scenario might be possible if you think there is one. But then there's also the question of how should we proceed. Two separate questions.
Well, how you proceed is, of course, entirely discretionary with the council as to whether you continue the hearing. If you feel that you heard sufficient evidence and that the appellant had a substantial opportunity to make its case, and you don't think that there's a need to continue the hearing, then you're perfectly justified in saying you're not going to do that. If you want to hear more, you're perfectly justified in continuing the hearing. With respect to the question about future permits, there's nothing that prohibits the denial of a permit here, or the upholding of the denial of the permit does not prejudice in any way the applicant's ability to go back and apply for a permit for an event. The parks folks, Sean can tell you what the current schedule is, you know, what's available at this point. Waterfront Park, as the mayor pointed out, Waterfront Park was redeveloped in order to accommodate large festivals, but we're limited to half a dozen or so a year that it can accommodate, and I don't know what the schedule would allow for at this late point in the process, but certainly they could come back and apply for another permit.
So what's the situation with respect to Waterfront Park? Is there a date available that this event could be held there if the council were either to grant this appeal or if they were to apply for a different date?
I'm pretty sure that the date and dates in question that were available for the request for proposal, I believe the date is actually taken. I'll turn back to Mr. Coker, yeah, that it is taken already by Dragon Boats. Is that right? Yeah. So I thought Dragon Boats, a very longstanding event that's worked very well down on the water.
Well, that happens every year, so I would assume that they
It happens every year, but they wanted to change their time so they could have a larger presence in the park.
So is there another date available if the council were to grant the appeal or if they were to apply for a different date?
Yeah. Not under current schedule. We have a very tight schedule where we try to leave time in between events so there's time for recovery. So at the moment, those dates that we put out for proposal have all been taken.
Well, I guess under those circumstances, I'm inclined to continue the hearing and see what possibilities there are, because if there's only one option before the council, then which is to deny the permit, then okay, I understand that. I'm not sure if that's where I would want to go. but I guess I would like to understand what other options might be available. Here's what I'm thinking. This is, we don't have to be quite as constrained as we would be in a land use hearing. It sounds to me like there have been some serious problems with this event. I hear that. I understand what the police bureau has had to say and what you've had to say. I also know from unplanned experience in my office in managing a street festival this summer, namely we ended up managing the last Thursday event sort of against our own intentions, but we ended up doing that, the community has a hunger to get together in these kinds of events, and it's both a community obligation to try to accommodate them and a public safety problem that has to be managed every time we have a crowd. We set Waterfront Park up for this kind of event, and by whatever trail they ended up at Selwood Park or Kelly Point Park, their idea, our idea, frankly, I don't think they were good ideas, because trying to find trying to accommodate 50,000 people in any of those places seems like a pretty sketchy proposition, no matter who's managing it. So if this event is manageable at all, it seems to me that the place it ought to take place is Waterfront Park. That's an if. That's an if. It's not completely clear to me that this set of organizers is capable of meeting our standards, with all due respect to your earnest presentation here today. But if we're going to have this kind of event where 50,000 plus people show up, then we want it on the transit system, and we want it where the turf can get beat up again and restored. And that was the whole idea behind Waterfront Park. So that's why it troubles me that the council's in a position here where if we were to grant the appeal, they may not have a place to go. So that's why I'd be inclined to continue this and ask the Parks Bureau to at least look at the question of, if not no, then what? And if the answer is there's no other possibility but no, then that's unfortunate, but so be it.
The challenge, though, is that the permit is, the application is for a date that's now been given to somebody else.
Right.
And that they haven't addressed the fact that the 2013 security plan was not held to. They didn't have an alcohol, cannabis, drug-free event. They didn't hire the required number of certified staff.
I think one of the decisions that the council may want to make in this regard is precisely the issue that the mayor just highlighted on, and I think Commissioner Fritz is commenting on, which is whether, notwithstanding their professed interest in working something out with the permit center, they're capable and actually willing and able to make that happen on the ground. Because what I believe the park experience is they haven't been able to do that in the 10 years that they've had this event. They were in Waterfront Park before. We had a prior incident in 2006, I believe it was, when they erected a medical marijuana tent. After having been expressly told they could not do so because even medical marijuana cannot be smoked in public. It's against state law to do that. And so in a public place. And so they recognized that they were not allowed to do that. They did it anyway, and Mr. Stanford is on record as saying he did it knowing he wasn't allowed to do it. So the Parks Bureau has some concern about whether, notwithstanding what they're saying about their willingness to comply, and as the commissioner noted, their existing security plan specified and the permit specified in numerous places that there was going to be no alcohol and no marijuana. It was demonstrated to be prevalent at the event, whether they can and will, in fact, make that happen on the ground. And you all can decide whether you think that can change in the future or not.
So, Mayor, my thought is that the park staff is correct in looking at the criteria for why a permit should be denied, and that this permit application should be denied. That doesn't preclude the organizers coming forward with a new application for a new date in Waterfront Park, because I agree with you, if it can be managed anywhere, it could be managed appropriately at Waterfront Park. They can then come forward with a plan for proper security, a plan to make sure that there's no use of marijuana at all, and we can then evaluate that.
That seems to me to be the cleanest way of doing it as well.
Yeah, I'd be interested in that scenario, and I guess what I would ask of you and the Parks Bureau staff is that if we're going to do that and at least open a negotiation about holding the event in Waterfront Park, that you make a date available. I mean, there's no point in having a negotiation about something that couldn't happen.
Well, it's subject to what we've already promised. You know, we try to keep our promises. So if we've already got contracts, so it'll have to be on a date that we don't already have a contract.
What you'll have to do is go outside your policy and make a date available that's not within the window that you usually keep between the events or that is after the last one that's currently
scheduled. We're fully booked except for the...
Right. There's half a dozen? Is that what you've got?
Six,
yeah,
pacing.
Six major festivals that are allowed in the park each year. The Parks Bureau does an RFP process, and the events propose on them, and they choose based on the published criteria, and those dates have been awarded for 2014. But you'd have to make an exception to your policy to allow a date that otherwise wouldn't be available for one of these events. In order to accommodate,
we can certainly commit to looking to see if we can make an alternative date work.
Okay.
There's no legal reason not to do that.
Thank you.
Okay. That's good enough for me.
So with that, I move to deny the appeal.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Then let's take a roll call on that.
Fritz?
I appreciate everybody who came. And as I mentioned multiple times, I'm a strong supporter of medical marijuana and will support that as long as I have breath to do so, which in the past couple of days has looked a bit iffy at times. I'm also a strong supporter of following laws and making sure that everybody is safe in public parks, and it doesn't seem like that. The evidence doesn't suggest that that happened in this case, and therefore, although we're willing to work with the organizers to see if they can design an event that would be well managed and safe for everybody, at this point we don't have that on the table, and therefore I support the denial of the appeal. Aye.
Novick.
I want to say that I was concerned by the allegation, which, to be honest, I did not then explore with park staff. Actually, I could do it now. I mean, is it true that the applicants didn't get the after-action, the after-event reports until 72 hours ago?
They were posted online with the council agenda on Friday.
Yeah, it was when they requested it.
Okay.
So delivered that.
And Commissioner Novick, to be clear, police typically don't give out after-action reports. We went outside the typical protocol of an after-action report and posted that online to make it available to the public.
Okay. Normally, I mean, it does make me a little nervous to have us relying on material that wasn't available to the appellants until recently. However, in this case, even if I hadn't seen those reports based on the letter that Park sent and the testimony you've heard today, I wouldn't have reached a different conclusion. So based on that, I vote aye.
Hales.
Well, I'm going to support the motion, but it's conditional. And there's some things that I want the Bureau to do and that I want the applicants to do. And I'll elaborate a little bit more on my earlier statements. It was a learning experience for my office to end up managing the last Thursday festival because it had been organized by a community group who, frankly, proved incapable of meeting the logistical challenges that an event like this requires. And so we as a city were faced with, do we let this happen spontaneously and clean up after the after effects, or do we try to manage it, or better yet, foster management of it by the community? And that's what we tried to accomplish, and I'd say we had a limited success. What worked best in that environment was when the community, and it's something I know we all believe, when the community took more ownership of it, and there was this actually amazing group of bicyclists who rode in front of the police bureau to clear the street at the end of the event, and that was much more, a much nicer way to end the event than if it had just been a phalanx of police officers, even if they were smiling. So there's some real value to founding these events in the community in the form of a nonprofit organization or volunteer group. And Parks believes this. They work with 1,000 of them. But then the other side of the deal is those folks have to really step up and meet some requirements here. And I'm sensing a real willingness to try to do that. I do believe that this kind of event ought to be held in Waterfront Park because we set it up for that. It's on the transit system. I'm kind of a transit guy, so I like people to get to and from events, particularly the ones that involve alcohol, without their motor vehicle. So I like having these kinds of big events there. And that's why one of the conditions of my vote is that the Parks Bureau make a set of dates available or hold a set of dates where if the applicant is able to meet reasonable permit requirements, they could go ahead and have the event this year. So there's a negotiation. It's not guaranteed that you'll be able to satisfy the Parks Bureau, but I guess I want to give them a shot at that. And then they'll need to adjust the usual policy of how many events are held in that space each year. Finally, Mr. Walsh was free to throw the Constitution at us, literally, actually, in this case. But I think there does need to be at least a special extra measure of accommodation for free speech events that we, again, try to accommodate in the park system, everything from lawn bowling to motorized airplanes to, you know, all kinds of sports to free speech events. And free speech events, to me, get an extra measure of consideration. Doesn't mean they don't have to follow the rules, but there's a little bit of extra deference that's owed to any kind of free speech event. And actually, when you look at the criteria that Harry put up on the screen earlier, the way that section of the code is set up, I like. And I like that that's the way our law reads, which is there's actually a bias in favor of granting the permit. If you read the language, it says, shall be granted if. So it's a little different than some kinds of permits where if we feel like it, you can. In this case, the presumption is the community gets to use the park in this way by applying for the space and following the rules. We've had some problems with following the rules in this event. I think, frankly, it's got a better chance of success in Waterfront Park for all kinds of reasons, the management of the space, the physical layout of it, transportation, all the rest. So, again, I hope that this negotiation that we're opening here, a second round, if you will, is successful, and that we get to yes on a safe and successful event. I'll vote to deny the appeal in this case and wish everybody good luck and Godspeed in that discussion. Aye. So we're adjourned, and thank you all very much.
Thank you very much.